Welcome to this demonstration of the KNFB Reader version 2.0 update, which came out on the 20th of August 2015. And in this demo, I want to point out three major things to do with the new update. And they are, number one, that you can now get the KNFB Reader app version 2.0 as a free trial, up to 25 scans stroke pictures. Number two, you can now back up your scanned documents to Dropbox, as well as restoring files from Dropbox. And of course, files that you save into the File Explorer screen will also be copied to your Dropbox folder, either on your iOS device or PC desktop, etc. And number three, and this is the one that's got me most interested, is the fact that you've now got a document stand scanning mode where you can have it automatically detect your page turning and take the next picture ready to start reading a book, a document, etc. So first of all, as I basically said, you can now get it as a free trial, and then you can then purchase the full version via an in-app purchase. And of course, the price of the KNFB Reader is approximately $100, a little bit more Australian. In relation to Dropbox, you can turn the Dropbox automatic backup on within the KNFB Reader app, and I'll show you where to do that now. So I've got my iPhone here. Bring up my app switcher.
App switcher. KNFB Reader. Running.
Okay, so it's the
swipe
first
up with three fingers to close the app.
Running. One finger double tap on the app.
KNFB Reader. File Explorer. Button.
So I'm on the main image screen that you normally get when you start the app. So then I'll flick to settings.
Settings. Button.
And one finger double tap on settings. And of course I'm using VoiceOver.
Settings. Back button.
Now we want to get down to Dropbox. So I'm going to use my rotor on my keyboard here, a quick nav, to get to headings.
Headings.
Now if I press down arrow.
Settings. Heading. Camera. Heading. Reader. Heading. File Explorer. Heading. Dropbox backup. Heading.
Okay, and there's the heading, the Dropbox backup. And if I press right arrow.
Link to Dropbox.
Quick nav.
Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Link to Dropbox, and mine's of course currently on. And if it's the first time you do this, of course, this being a KNFB Reader 2.0 update, then you'll get the normal dialog box about saying, do you want to allow KNFB Reader to access Dropbox? And you, of course, you can say yay or nay. And if you say yay and you've got a Dropbox account that's all ready to go, then it'll be turned on for you. And then you can use the following options, pressing right arrow.
Allow mobile data for Dropbox. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, allow mobile data for Dropbox. You can turn that on or off.
Backup all KNFB files to Dropbox. Button.
Backup all KNFB Reader files to Dropbox. So that'll create a zip file of all the files that you've scanned in the File Explorer screen to Dropbox for you.
Restore all KNFB files from Dropbox. Button.
And restore all KNFB files from Dropbox. So after we've scanned in a document, I'll share what happens if you choose the backup option as far as Dropbox is concerned. So just keep in mind that when you've turned the Dropbox option on, then any files that you save to the File Explorer screen in the KNFB Reader app will be copied straight away over to the KNFB Reader folder in Dropbox for you. And the backup option is to zip up all the files and back them up to Dropbox. But just for automatically copying as you create files in your File Explorer screen, they will be copied straight away for you. So let me do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Take picture button.
And we're
capture image of the document and reads the text.
Capture picture screen. So I've got a book here that I want to trial out the document stand mode. But first of all, I'm just going to make sure I'm at the right part of the book first. And this year I bought my son the whole series of the Ida Blyton Famous Five books. So I want to read the first couple of pages, or 10 pages if we're doing batch processing, which we're going to do, of this particular first book. So what I'm going to do is pop my iPhone on top of my document stand here, and I'm just using my scan box today. So popping it on top, lining it up with the hole. Okay, now I'm actually going to be using my Bluetooth keyboard since my iPhone's currently sitting on top of the scan box. So let's just open up the book. And I'm pretty sure It starts on the third page in chapter one, and I'm just doing this to make sure that I've actually got the book at the beginning, not at the end, when I do the batch processing with the document stand mode. Okay, so I'm going to put the book in the scan box. So I've got the two pages open. And what I normally do is I normally have the book lined up with the front edge, in this case of the scan box. And then, of course, push the two pages down as flat as possible because of the binding in the middle. And then what I normally do as well is I have two fingers, one on each page, just on either side of the binder at the front edge of the book where it's lined up with the scan box, just to make sure that the page is held flat, while I then use the Kane FBRE Reader app to then take a picture of the book itself. Okay, so let me do a field of view report first.
Field of view report button.
Select that one.
Field of view report. The top edge and bottom edge of the page are visible, rotated 0 degrees clockwise.
That sounds not too bad. Okay, so back to the left.
Take picture button.
Let's take picture and make sure
capture image of the document and reads the text
of the first chapter.
Take picture. Chapter 1A, great surprise. Mother, have you heard about our summer holidays yet? Said Julian, at the breakfast table. Can we go to Polsyov as usual? Apostrophe. I'm afraid not, said his mother. They are quite full up this year. The three children at the breakfast table looked at one another in great disappointment. They did so love the house at Polsyov. The beach was so lovely there, too, and the bathing was fine.
Sounds
cheer up,
me.
Said Daddy. I dare say we'll find somewhere else just as good for you. And anyway, Mother and I were...
Okay, so that's fine. So we're now at the right spot. So I'm just going to take the book out again, and it'll become clear in a minute while I've just taken it out. And I've still got my iPhone at the top. I'm actually going to grab it off again because it's going to give me some instructions about when I choose the document stand mode. So I'm just going to press escape on this document that I don't want to save.
Take picture button.
So before I actually do the profile for the document stand, I'm just going to put myself in batch processing first.
Settings. Camera flashes auto. Tilt guidance. Take picture. Field of view report. Add picture from library. Batch mode is off. Button.
Okay, select batch
double
mode.
Process multi-page document.
Okay, and let's write over to profile.
OCR language. Button. Document type. Button. Select profile. Button. Current selection. Manual picture.
Okay, counting on manual picture. Select that.
Select profile. Manual picture. Picker item. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, now because I'm using QuickNav here on my Bluetooth keyboard, I'm just going to press
automatic upper. Picture. Document stand.
There's a document stand mode. Right arrow.
Done. Button.
Select done.
Done. Alert. Please place your device on an empty document stand and align the camera with the aperture.
Please place your device on a document stand and align the camera with the aperture stroke opening. Which is why I took the iPhone away, because I knew it was going to actually prompt me to put it back in. Okay, so I'm going to pop it up on my scan box here and align it with the aperture or the hole. Okay. Now, I've still got that dialog box on the screen, so if I right arrow.
Cancel. Button. Okay. Button.
And confirm with okay.
Okay. File Explorer. Button.
Okay, you just heard the two beeps. That means it's now ready to use the document stand to start taking pictures. Now, what's going to happen is as soon as I put, in this case, the book into the document stand, i.e. my scan box, it's going to detect movement as I'm moving the book in and moving my hands around to position it properly. And as soon as I take my hands away or stop moving, and what I normally do is I don't take my hands completely away. I normally just have two fingers at the bottom of the book, because this is a paperback, just to make sure it's held open so I can actually line it up. And then what you'll hear is it'll say text detected. You'll hear the camera shutter sound. It'll take the picture. And then as soon as it happens, I can then turn the next page, and the same process, I turn the next page, make sure it's lined up with my hand, my fingers down the bottom to hold it. As soon as there's no movement, you'll hear it say, text detected, the camera sound again, and off we go to the next page. So what I'll do, I'll do about 10 pages quickly, and you can see how really well the document stand mode works. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna put the book in the document stand. And there's the movement detecting, and I just can make sure it's all lined up with the document stand. Two fingers at bottom, my other hand away.
Text found.
Okay, camera sound, turn page. Movement detected, beeps, hand away, fingers at bottom.
Text found.
Okay, and now it's going to keep turning pages.
Text found.
Okay, that's 3. 4.
Text found.
And of course I'm doing double pages here. Okay, next one.
Text found.
I think that's 5. Next one. 6.
Text found.
Okay, it's page 7.
Text found.
It's actually not really page 7, it's 7 times 2. Okay, and 8. Hands away.
Text found.
Okay. 9, and I just moved the book slightly. Let me just line it up again. Okay, hands away, fingers at the bottom of the page.
Text found.
Okay, and this will be the last one.
Text found.
Okay, now I'm just going to take the book away. Close it.
Text found.
Now, I've noticed a few times when using this batch processing mode with the document stand mode, it actually says text detected and there's no text there. It's just the bottom of the scan box, but there's definitely no text there. The book's been taken out, but never mind. So I need to press right arrow to start processing our scanned in pictures.
Settings. Camera flashes auto. Tilt guidance. Take picture. Field of view report. Add picture from library. Process multi-page document. Button.
Okay, process multi-page document.
Double tap
document.
To change batch mode.
Press select on that.
Batch mode is off. One done. Three done. Five done. Six done. Eight done. 10 done. Last page done. Please wait.
Chapter 1. A great surprise. Mother, KNFB having reader. Heard about our summer holidays yet, said Julian, at the breakfast table. Can we go to Polsyth as usual? I'm afraid not, said his mother. They are quite full up this year. The three children at the breakfast table looked at one another in great disappointment. They did so love the house at Polsyth. The beach was so lovely there,
pages.
Too, and the bathing was fine.
I'm going to stop it reading. Because I want to save this, i.e. to save it and also have it automatically backed up to Dropbox, I'm just going to choose save.
Back button.
Top of screen.
Settings.
Right.
Page 1 of 11. View image associate. Add page to document. Change text recognition. Save document. Button.
Okay, save document. Select that one.
Save file. Choose file name.
Okay, and
21/08/2015.
Okay, that's just the current date stamp. I don't want that file name.
Clear text. Button.
Choose clear text.
Text field. Is editing. Quick nav off.
Okay, and I'm going to call this famous.
Space. Famous.
File. Book.
Space. One.
One.
Go clear text.
Right.
Save. Button.
And save.
Save. Play. Button.
And I'm going to press escape.
Alert. Please place your device on an empty document stand and align the camera with the aperture.
And it's asked me again to align the iPhone on the document stand. I don't want to currently do that, so I'm going to do right arrow.
Cancel. Button.
And press select on cancel.
Cancel. File Explorer. Button.
And then you'll notice if I come back down to the profile down the bottom.
Select profile. Button. Current selection. Manual picture.
It's now back to manual picture. Now I just should note here, just keep in mind that what's happened is the KNFB reader file that I've just created, which is now backed up to Dropbox, it's a KNFB reader file. It's not a file that can be read by another app. So if you want to actually make sure that you've got a version that you can read with another application, then you have to export the file to a format that's readable by another app or another program on a PC or Mac. So what I'm going to do before I finish, let's go back up to File Explorer.
File Explorer. Button.
And press select.
File Explorer. Back button.
Okay.
Settings.
Right.
Edit. Famous 5 book 1 contains 11 pages created. 21/08.
Okay, that's the one that I want. So I'm just going to use my rotor.
Delete.
To select delete.
Rename.
Rename.
Share.
Share. Press select on share.
Back button.
And right arrow.
Choose file type. KNFB
file.
File
type.
Button.
KNFB file.
Plain text file.
Plain
TXT.
Text file.
Button. Plain text file. RTF.
Plain
button.
Text file RTF. That's what I want. Press select on that.
Alert. AirDrop recipient placeholder.
And
image.
Then I can share it out to
AirDrop. Share with people nearby. Message. Mail. Twitter. More. Save to Dropbox. Button.
Save to Dropbox. Now, that option actually wasn't previously there when I've been using my Canopy Reader before because I haven't bothered to set it up. So if I press right arrow.
Opening. Ellipsis. More. Button.
If you press select on more, you'll get the option, if you haven't previously turned it on, to choose to turn on save to Dropbox as well, and then it'll come up in this list. So back to the left.
Opening. Ellipsis. Save to Dropbox. Button.
And save to Dropbox.
Save to Dropbox. Famous 5 book 1 contains 2. Cancel. Button.
And I press right arrow.
Save to Dropbox. Heading.
Save to Dropbox.
Save. Button.
Save.
File. Heading.
File.
Famous 5 book 1 RTF. Text
Famous
field.
File book 1.
Save location. Heading.
Save location.
KNFB.
And I previously, when I was doing some testing, I previously saved the KNFB reader folder. So that's fine. So back to the left.
Save location. Famous 5 book. File. Head. Save. Button.
And press select on save.
Save. Cancel. Dimmed. Button. Back button.
Okay, and we're back to the File Explorer screen. Press escape.
Take picture. Button.
And we're back
capture image of the document and reads the text.
Take picture screen, of course. Okay, so if I grab my phone off the scan box here, and let's go and access the Dropbox on my iPhone.
App switcher. KNFB reader. Running. App store. Dropbox. Swipe up with three fingers. Search your files.
Okay, and let me go down the bottom. Tabs.
Recents. Tab. 1 of 5.
And double tap on recents.
Selected. Recents. Tab. 1 of 5.
Top.
Search your files. Search field.
Okay, flick to
double
the right.
Double tap. Heading. File. Famous 5 book 1 KNFB.
Okay, so that's the KNFB file that was automatically added to Dropbox. Now if I flick to the right.
File. Famous 5 book 1 RTF.
Okay, there's my other file that I saved for the RTF version of the KNFB reader document. In this case, the first 10 or 11 pages of the Famous 5 book 1. Let me go back to my KNFB reader app.
App switcher. Dropbox.
Flick
running.
To the right.
KNFB reader.
Double
running.
Tap on KNFB.
KNFB reader. File explorer. Button.
Okay, now I did say to you that I would show you what the backup option to Dropbox actually does. So let me flick to the right to settings.
Settings. Button.
One finger double tap on settings.
Settings. Back button.
And I'm going to do a two finger rotate to headings.
Hints. Headings.
Okay, and one finger flick down to Dropbox backup.
Settings. Heading. Camera. Heading. Reader. Heading. File explorer. Heading. Dropbox backup. Heading.
Okay, there's the Dropbox backup. Flick to the right.
Link to Dropbox. Switch button. On. Allow mobile data for Dropbox. Switch button. On. Backup all KNFB files to Dropbox. Button.
Okay, that's the one we want. So one finger double tap on
backup all KNF settings. In progress. Please wait. Creating zip file. 3%.
Okay, it's creating a zip file.
6%.
And what I'll do, I'll actually 6%. Pause the recording.
7%.
And I'll bring it back when it's just completed or about to 8%. Complete the zip file process.
9%. 99%. Please wait. Alert. Information.
Information dialog saying it's complete. So I press right arrow on my quick nav keyboard.
Backup done.
Or Bluetooth keyboard.
Okay. Button.
And select OK.
Okay. Settings. Status bar item. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification
okay,
sent.
And
Dropbox.
Is...
Backup.zip added. No, backup.zip was added to your Dropbox. Click to view.
That was my Mac saying it's been transferred to Dropbox on my Mac. So that was pretty quick. Now, the reason why you didn't hear the other two get backed up before to Dropbox, i.e. the Famous 5 book 1 and the other version of that, which was the RTF file, was that I'd actually pause the recording while I had to actually go and do something in the process of this recording. Otherwise, you would have also heard my Mac saying those files were also on my Mac as well. Okie dokie. All right, let me just press escape.
Back button.
And that escape took me out of my status bar at the top. And focus returned there. I'm not too sure why. So we're back in the settings screen. If I press escape again on my keyboard.
Take picture. Button.
We're back to the main capture
Capture
screen.
Image of the document and reads the text.
Now, I should say the backup.zip file won't appear in your File Explorer screen. It's actually hidden from those files or view in that screen. So we already know it's on my Mac already. And if I want to double check if it's also on my iOS device, which it is anyway, let's go and check Dropbox on my iPhone here. So I'm going to press the home button twice. 1, 2.
App switcher. KNFB reader, running.
And I'm going to flick over to Dropbox. Swipe up,
Dropbox, running.
One finger double tap on Dropbox.
Dropbox, recents, heading.
Okay, we're still on the recents tab. Let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Search your files, search field.
Flick to the
double
right.
Double today, heading. File, backup, zip. You added 2 minutes ago.
Okay, and there's the zip file. So I'm going to press the home button again twice to go back to the app switcher.
App switcher, Dropbox, running.
Flick over to KNFB
reader, running.
Double tap on KNFB reader.
KNFB reader, file explorer, button.
And we're back to the main capture screen again. And for this quick demonstration, I'm not going to worry about doing the restore function. I'll let you play with that at your convenience. I'm just going to press the home button to come out of the KNFB reader app.
Extras folder.
And that completes this demonstration of the KNFB reader version 2.0, three main features for discussion and demo, i.e. the free trial version now available for 25 pictures or scans, the Dropbox link where you can actually backup and restore from Dropbox, and thirdly, the fact that you've now got that document stand scanning mode where it detects movement and allows you to turn the page over and then in order to take the next page automatically. So that completes this demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.